This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWars.com, folks. They're not censoring that yet, but they're trying to, Google and others. That's come out in new documents being released. They're planning to take over the web. CNN and others are now cutting satellite feeds whenever WikiLeaks is brought up. And Drudge just has the entire devastating rundown on that. New Bill Clinton sexual assault accuser goes public for the first time. There's video of that. We're going to be playing that coming up. WikiLeaks dump number 12. Podesta email reveals cozy relationship with Hollywood, and now they're directing the news media. Soros mentioned 50 times. Memo, Google Schmidt working directly with the campaign. Well, they've already pledged that to manipulate traffic and cover up stuff for Hillary. Imagine how busy Hillary's people are. Like, they run the New York Times. They run all the major networks. All stories get approved that, you know, deal with their agenda, from global warming to the campaign. And then they also tell Google what to do with search terms, like delist Donald Trump completely. Remember that? And then we expose it like whack-a-mole. Then they stop for a while but pop back up. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We're actually in a battle with authoritarians trying to completely take over. And they say next they're going to shut us off next year. I'll never stop fighting, but okay, the American people want that. I mean, I guess I'll just boy voyage. Okay, whatever. All you idiots out there that think you're going to get some free stuff now, they are going to rape you financially. Woo! Man, you get ready. Oh, boy, I tell you what, get ready. You have never been raped like you're about to get raped. I mean, they have got their knives out. They're sharpening them. It's like a big old Christmas hog they got laid out. Trump wanted to cut taxes 50%, make you rich. Not going to happen now. They have their way. They're going to hurt you good. There's a new video. O'Keefe explains how the Dems commit the fraud, just exactly what Larry Nichols keeps saying. We go to the poor areas. We got a list of dead voters, people that don't vote. We load people on, poor people, black, white, doesn't matter. We take them to different polling places, and they vote 10 times a day, Alex. We've told you that for a year. That's what they're doing now. They're loading the buses up, Alex. And they're doing the early voting, Alex, and they're going to vote again. But we don't need him, who helped get the Clintons actually elected and was their handler. We have the national director, the head guy funded 340 times at the White House the last 2 years. And here's his main adjunct, Mr. Vogel, bragging. Let's play some more of the Veritas piece.
The question is whether when you get caught by a reporter, does that matter? Because there's a certain investigation or not. In this case, where
This. They talk about how to bring the buses in, how to have people vote 10 times apiece, all on video, and how they're organizing it nationwide. And he looks right at the person filming him and goes, with a hidden camera, and goes, what are they going to do? We run the state. We run the laws. We run the country. There's nothing they can do. And he is on such a power trip. It's his to steal, his election. He runs it now. I mean, good God. But just like Nazis, they're run with an ideology where they're the good guys. And he's just all excited and, like, gripping his glasses. All, we run things. They can't stop us now. agency. They've got the FBI. They've got the courts. They've got it. They've got it. They think they do. Who cares if journalists catch it on tape? What are you going to do?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Busy guy, so I'm not going to keep him long, but just like we talk about James O'Keefe and Project Veritas devastating the criminal Democratic Party and the Republicans that work hand in glove with them, Joe Seals just started Right Side Broadcasting, I don't know, in the last year, because he was just simply wanting to see Trump speeches, but the media wasn't carrying all of them. He went out, discovered it, how he could hook up, how he could subscribe to the feeds. Began putting it up there, and now is funding just via donations the whole launch of a radio/TV network that already reaches millions of people every day now. And again, this is how we defeat the globalists. We build our own system, we tune out of them, and we build such a tsunami of new media that they have big trouble shutting us down. And we educate people to value independent new media. That's what it all comes down to. Right Side Radio on YouTube or rsbn.tv. A lot of folks are saying, why do you have Michael Savage on promoting his show and his book? I'm not charging him to do that, or why do I have these folks on? Because we're all in this together, folks. We have foreign megabanks funding organizations run by Robert Cramer. national organizations, top Democrat organizations, with Scott Fogel and others running around bragging, yes, we've got illegals voting. Yes, we're busing in people to vote 10 times. And it doesn't matter because we control the press and the police, and we're above the law. I mean, I just played that clip twice in the last hour. And they go on in this long 16-minute video about just he grips his glasses and shakes with pleasure and says, and there's nothing they can do to stop us. We run everything. And we're going to overthrow all the legislatures of the states now, and we're taking over. And then we're like, hey, you better have an ID to vote. People are voting over and over again. And they go, that's racist. Hey, Obamacare doubles and triples prices. That's racist. Hey, you're starting war with Russia. That's racist. Hey, you're funding jihadis, enslaving women. That's racist. That's all they do. WikiLeaks comes out, and it turns out Hillary's meeting with foreign banks for the takeover of the U.S. and bring us into bankruptcy. Trump covers it last Friday. And what did the national media say? That's racist! They said, that's anti-Semitic. They said, Alex Jones and Donald Trump, that was the main ones last week. They're anti-Semitic now. What? That's right. We're against George Soros, so we're anti-Semitic. George Soros is a freaking Nazi collaborator who rounded up thousands of his fellow Jews on record, went on 60 Minutes and said he's not ashamed of it. What parallel dark satire universe am I living in that I'm anti-Semitic because I'm against some freak who the new James Bond villain in the last movie is based on? MI6 helped write the script. They hate him. He tried to overthrow England. He brags about it. He's a monster who just overthrew Ukraine. He brags about it on CNN. We're against him overthrowing our country, and we're anti-Semitic? Then fine, call me that. You people are scum is what you are. Now, I wanted to get Joe. He's a busy guy. He's a humble guy. I didn't even want to come on. But I said, you know, come on, let's talk about what you're doing, how exciting it is, where this is going, and, you know, how they got the debate tonight with their feeds. We've got the feeds as well. We're going to be here. The great part is they shut us down. They're up. You know, we need more of this. We need more resistance because we're this close to winning. Joe, I mean, you agree with me that really nationalism, the tide is rising. We've got a Nigel Farage interview coming up, by the way. David Knight's about to conduct that. We're going to have that for everybody soon. He's out in Vegas. I mean, so much exciting things are happening, sir.
Absolutely, Alex, and it's really good to be with you. We appreciate everything you do. We're big fans of yours here at Right Side. And, you know, it really is just, you know, it's going to take people like us, just regular, average, normal guys, to do the job that the media won't do. We're fed up with it. We're tired of it. We have noticed our broadcast, you know, getting so many more viewers over the last several months because people finally are waking up and seeing this corrupt crap that's going on for all to see. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. And I think that people are finally, thank God, starting to wake up to that. And I mean that because we've seen people flock to us. We've seen people flock to InfoWars, to, you know, people who are finally, you know, deciding to come out and just say, enough, enough. And that's why we started Right Side, is to give an alternative to all the crap that's going on, which just, I mean, it's just disgusting.
Well, Joe, what makes me so exciting is, and I want to talk about your success story, not to brag about you, I know you're a humble guy, but as a microcosm for others, I mean, you were a stay-at-home dad. I mean, I've got your bio right here, like a year ago, and then now you're reaching conservatively 15 million people a week. I mean, I can go see your numbers on YouTube alone. We're reaching 30 million a week. I mean, I hope you reach 100 million, 5 billion. We're going to beat these people, but it's down to the wire, folks. It's down to the wire, and people have to understand that we can defeat the globalists, but we've all got to get aggressive. And it may be putting a bumper sticker on your car, maybe calling it talk radio or starting your own podcast or whatever it is, or it might be legal stunts. I mean, I'm $100,000 we put out to go out and, you know, yell Bill Clinton's a rapist if you ideologically believe that, which he settled cases. This is war, folks. They want a war. They're getting one. Go ahead. I mean, tell folks about your success story.
Absolutely. Listen, you're right. It is a war. And, you know, we all have to come together. You know, Drudge, you know, InfoWars, us, you know, Breitbart. There's a lot of new media out there that are doing some really good things. And, you know, it's taking.
And America is fighting for its life. That is not
Absolutely.
Rhetoric. We are fighting for our lives here, people. Actual hardcore evil people are taking over that want to hurt us. We're not getting conquered by Boss Hogg. We're getting conquered by really bad people. Go ahead.
Right, because we, you know, look, we didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do this. I had a nice life. You know, my life over the last year has been, you know, I don't spend time with my family anymore. And the reason I justify this every day is because I want my kids to grow up in a world that makes sense. I want my kids to grow up in a world that is free of all this tyranny that's going on right now. And this is, I don't see my family anymore. And these guys, listen, let me tell you something about our company. The guys that are out there traveling the country following Trump around, we have cameras at almost every event now. We're talking about lawyers, EMTs. These are people that don't have formal experience in media who just decided enough is enough. They may not be the best at what they do, camera working wise, but the key is to go out and show people the movement. That
hey, I wasn't good at it 20 something years ago when I started. And again, they say necessity is the mother of invention. And what's so beautiful about this, Joe, is that they've pushed too far. And as you said, they're forcing people to finally unify, and the sleeping giant is rising. I mean, you were a successful businessman, but you were in between jobs in this economy, a stay-at-home dad, and then you started this in July of 2015, and so now a year and a quarter later, look at what you're doing. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. We have 100 million views almost now on our YouTube channel. Our Trump speeches consistently get hundreds of thousands, some of them millions of views. We're also, you know, thanks to people like Matt Drudge who have begun linking to a lot of our Trump rallies and speeches. And, you know, I want to bring up another point is that, you know, Drudge said the other day, he sent out a tweet that was very telling and very true, which was that, you know, the mainstream media can't cover a lot of this WikiLeaks stuff because so much of it involves them. And people like CNN openly telling their viewers the other day, you know, oh, you can't look at this stuff. It's illegal. You can't look at it. And people are starting to call BS on that. And we are just, we're just so happy to be a part of all this and, you know, bringing this to life. And look, this is not about us. I don't care. I'd like to be successful. I'd like to make money. But this is country first. Okay.
Well, we're not going to have a platform that allowed us to be successful if we let these globalists take it. And again, let's be clear. Let's be 100% clear. Your feeds, a lot of times, aren't even picked up by the media, but because you pick up the feeds, then they get put on other channels and reach tens of millions more, like our channels.
Absolutely.
So when you talk about reaching 100 million people, brother, it's way more than that, and that's exponential. And again, it's the fact that you took action as one person and now have hundreds of people working through you and with you just in a volunteer operation, but the expenses get paid and you're turning right. The tide. This is a game changer.
Absolutely. This is the thing. You know, it's so true. When we go, and I've been to some of these Trump rallies now, and I sit right there in the press pen with all the rest of the stalwarts there, and they refuse. This is, you know, the one thing that got us that I said, you know, let's go to these events and start shooting instead of just paying for access to the feed. Let's go, because Trump would always say, the media never shows the crowd. And it's true. You see him.
And they weren't just cutting the crowds. You've caught them. They cut the feed a lot of times.
They cut the feed.
When the black preachers and the black folks are running up hugging Trump, and there's this great moment, and Trump has tears in his eyes, and everybody's coming together, you hear Reuters go, cut it, cut it, cut it now.
Absolutely. And we actually offered that cameraman from Reuters a job. I never heard from him. I hope he's okay.
He says no. He goes, no, you can fire me or whatever. I'm filming this. And they go, nope, absolutely. That's it. Cut it. Cut the feed.
Yeah. So I think he refused, and they finally just shut the feed internally. So, but the thing is, we wanted to show the massive crowds at these events. You're talking about 25, 30,000 people at these events. And it's as simple as, you know, spinning the camera around. I've seen Trump call, you know, turn those cameras around and show them. The guys are sitting down in chairs. They have a producer's line open, and I know what's being said to them. Don't move that camera. A lot of these people want to. I've talked to these cameramen myself who work for some of these big networks at the events. My guys talk to them all the time, and they say, you guys are the future of the media. You guys, I know that they like us, and I know that they, some of them are even Trump supporters, but they have direct orders not to spin the camera.
Oh, absolutely. And now this is coming out.
They're afraid.
We have dozens and dozens of videos now. We'll do a compilation video about when America became authoritarian, where CNN, MSNBC, when somebody talks about Bill Clinton and rape, somebody talks about Bill Clinton and corruption or Hillary Clinton and WikiLeaks, they cut the feed. So here's Cuomo from his storied family of corruption. Here he is on CNN, and he's saying, you're not allowed to look at WikiLeaks. It's illegal. You've got to go through us. And then it cuts to yesterday when somebody brings up WikiLeaks, and they literally cut the feed, and he makes a joke about it. This is what we're talking about. And, folks, they're not just going to do this in mainstream TV. They're coming for us next because we're already bigger than them, and they know it. Okay? And every week, there are new people popping up that are incredibly successful. They're in panic mode. There are high school students, folks, that are putting out videos weekly that get an average of 10 million views. Some of them get 60 million views per video that are political. The Daily Show doesn't get that many viewers in a month. They're crapping themselves. They're in panic. They must shut us down. We are winning. They are losing. Trump's 15 points ahead in internal polls. That's why he says it's all rigged, because he knows when they've got a Reuters poll that samples 40-something percent more Democrats than Republicans, who's going to win that poll, folks? I mean, they think we're so frickin' stupid. Excuse me. I'm ranting with the CEO of Right Side Broadcasting. Go ahead, sir.
I wanted to let everybody know that the Trump campaign is also finally getting wise to all this, and they are tonight for the first time, and this is the first time I'm actually announcing this, and I hope it's okay with them that I do, but they are tonight going to take their message straight to the people after the debate is over with tonight. We know what CNN's going to say. We know what MSNBC's going to say. We know what they're all going to say.
Hillary could fall down and die on the stage, and they would say she won.
Absolutely. And so tonight, the Trump campaign is holding their own post-game debate show with their people, and it will be a live exclusive on Trump's Facebook, and we're the ones that are going to be there filming it. You can also see it on rsbn.tv, our website, but we will be there. Right.
And I should add, you're graciously allowing us to have your feed as well, so we'll be able to simulcast with you.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Wonderful. So no matter where you get it, over at Right Side Broadcasting or Trump's Facebook or InfoWars, more channels just means more people, our audience, their audience, all together. And listen, we have over 1 million tuning in on our streams. You've got millions. Trump will have millions. Watch. We'll end up probably having 10 million viewers to the post game with Trump. Isn't that awesome?
That is amazing, and this is what it's about. It's about finally breaking that stronghold that the mainstream media has, and we're doing it one viewer at a time. And with this broadcast, we're going to reach tens of millions of people tonight. And, you know, this is what it's going to take. It's taking people like us that have finally had enough. And I'm telling you, there's a growing number of those
people. Wow, Joe Seals, this is so exciting. Thank you for announcing this here. Take a few minutes to talk about it, then I'm going to put a report out. This is great. No, in fact, it's good to announce this. Trump is going to just ignore the mainstream media, wade through them, go into Right Side Broadcasting, and boom, have his own press conference. This is genius. Oh, my gosh. Please lay it out for us.
So it's not actually Trump, but all of the members of the campaign, surrogates. We're having people like Giuliani. All those people will be taking their message directly to the people via Facebook and also through our website.
But I would imagine Trump will probably come over too, knowing him.
He may do so, and we'll be ready for him if he is. The broadcast will begin about 5 or 10 minutes after the debate is over with. From the spin room, we'll be live from the spin room in Las Vegas. We got two camera guys out there ready to go, and we're going to take the message straight to the people and say, you know, look, the mainstream media, we know what you guys are up to.
Well, that's perfect. Link up with David Knight, because he's out there. He's interviewing Nigel Farage right now. So certainly I'd like to get David Knight in there with you, and we'll be going back and forth between our feeds and your feeds. Amazing. RSBN.TV, RSBN.TV, Joe Seals. Joe, since you mentioned it, let me play this clip of Cuomo saying you only get WikiLeaks from the media. You, the citizens, aren't allowed to see the corruption that, by the way, CNN is involved in, getting direct orders from Hillary and covering stuff up. So he's saying, you don't dare look at this or we'll arrest you. I'm a knuckle-dragging thug. Next day, they cut the feed on somebody talking about it. Here it is.
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means. Joining us now, CNN's
Well, on the character issue, the public, you know, two-thirds or more of the public knows that Hillary Clinton's a liar. She can't be trusted. And now the two faces of Hillary Clinton are coming out. The fact, through WikiLeaks, that she says one thing and...
Oh, no. All right, let's see if we can get Congressman Collins back. Obviously, we just lost the satellite feed. That sucks.
By the way, folks, satellite feeds don't go doo and put up color bars. That's their new thing. When someone doesn't like something, you just cut them off. So there's the congressman being cut off. That's why we have Right Side. It's why we have InfoWars. It's why we have Drudge. It's why I want everybody to start their own TV networks, because out of this will come the new media based on honor and justice and freedom and liberty. And hopefully never again will we rot and turn into something that makes Pravda, you know, 50 years ago look truthful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I need to also, there's something else going on tonight, too, that I can't announce on air right now, but I want to talk to you about it off air or give the information to somebody that we'll be covering also tonight an hour before the debate. It's a big event that's going to take place right before the debate, about an hour before, so a press conference. And I want to talk to you about that on the air. You guys are welcome to use our feed of that as well.
Thank you, sir. We're going to be going to break here in a few minutes, so I'll talk about that war game with that and our head producer, lead producer, Nico Acosta. So we'll talk to you in about 3 minutes and let you get out of here, because I know you're a busy man. Joe Seals, RSBN TV CEO, started it about 16 months ago, now reaches hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, and is totally freaking out. We have the head of CNN in the WikiLeaks, but also in public statements saying he should have never covered any of Trump's statements or rallies. So, again, they're now admitting that they're trying to black this out. That's why what we're doing, what you're doing, is so essential.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I said before, we're completely supported. This is another thing, you know, just for the same reason that Trump did not take donations from, you know, during the primaries. He's a political outsider. We're media outsiders. We don't take money from – I have been approached by venture capitalists. I've been approached by people who own bigger media companies who, you know, want to be involved in our operations somehow. I know what that leads to, so we refuse it every time because we're going to have anybody telling us what we can and can't have or say on our own network. This is the people's network, just like you guys over at InfoWars are doing. We are – solely funded by the donations from our viewers.
And by the way,
viewers have been
how I started out early as well, and then I went basically to direct sales of products to fund ourselves. Other people are now following that model. I would suggest you guys do that with more than just, you know, coffee mugs or T-shirts. Those are great. I would go full on with self-funding because, you know, during a war like this, you can get the donations you need. But during lean times, when things aren't as hot, you've got to really build the base for the next big war. And so that's why it's so essential people make donations there at your site and support the work you're doing, because you can do so much more if more funds come in, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's only because of the viewers and the donations that we're able to travel. And I tell people this all the time that, you know, other than the YouTube ad revenue, which, you know, isn't that great, we are funded by people who, when they pay and they donate to us, we have a PayPal account, we have an address they can mail donations to. It all goes into one fund, and it's solely for travel and for equipment and purchases, you know, so that our guys on the road and have the things that they need. And, you know, I understand our goal is to be relevant after November 8th, when all the Trump speeches stop. We're working on building a network. We hope to be able to work with you guys on some of that stuff. We're adding new shows. We're adding new programming. We have some pretty big names that are going to come to our network after the election. Some people that have been in the news lately that I can't talk about right now, but these people will be coming to our network and having their own shows. We already have two shows, as you know, the Wayne DePree Show, which is simulcast live on RSBN, 9 o'clock Eastern time on weekdays, and also Pastor Mark Burns has a show on Sunday. And so what we hope to do is to do what you guys are doing and follow your model. And you know, you guys have been incredibly influential on us when we look at our business model and what we want to do. And so we hope that you guys will also play a part.
You bet, brother. It's very exciting. Well, listen, they're coming for our guns. They're coming for our kids. They're coming with forced inoculations. It's all in the WikiLeaks. It's worse than we thought. I got to tell you, InfoWars, our crew, our guests, our research has been so validated. Not tooting our horn, but, you know, and everybody that bet on us to support us in the last decade, like Drudge and others did to help build us up, understanding we've got to have a resistance. It's time to pay that forward on to others to build the infrastructure to really beat this. Because let me tell you something. I've studied history, and I've lived a lot, and I've seen a lot. The crop of evil we have running things right now is the most wicked, twisted threat ever. And that's why it's so good to just grow the resistance and be part of this. And we're so close to winning, folks, but they are coming after the free press. The answer is innovate where they can't stop us and to support InfoWars, Right Side, Drudge, and everybody, because we are in a war for basic liberty. This is a complete and total survival operation.
We're on the march. The empire's life and death run.
It's all about survival. Like Trump says, it's over. It's over. If we don't stop them.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Only 19 days to the epic general election. Freedom versus tyranny, nationalism versus the global scourge of the New World Order. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have more of the James O'Keefe video because we got Larry Nichols on the line right now, former Clinton insider. Will you guys reprint me the big Inquirer article that was on Drudge yesterday? I want to go back over that. I know Nichols is one of the sources on that. He told us on air months ago this was coming out. But I want to get into what's going to be coming out in this issue that I get set to come out tomorrow or so, or maybe even today. I went and checked the local grocery store and couldn't find one today. Maybe it's about to get stocked. But Hillary's fixer breaks ranks. I arrange sex tryst for her with men and women. Now, I know Nichols is one of their sources on the vote rigging and bringing people around to vote 10 times. But before we go there, it's just important to add that we now have the Democrat Party high ups on video admitting they're engaged in election fraud. And exactly what Larry Nichols talked about, bussing people around. So we're going to play part of that, the latest James O'Keefe release as well with Larry Nichols. But before we go there, free store-wide shipping on all items from non-GMO heirloom seeds to books to films to all the nutraceuticals to Hillary for prison shirts, Molon Labe shirts, store-wide free shipping for a limited time. We're doing this because, obviously, we have the final debate tonight, and it's important to get folks to try some of these amazing products. By the way, I had this idea to do it a week ago, and we already got it made. It already happened. Trump is my president. A limited edition shirt that will only be sold through the election. And that means you've got to order it now so you get it. We're 19 days out. Trump is my president. It's a red shirt, so you can go to the polling place and be seen in your red shirt. So it's very, very clear that Trump is the winner, especially in battleground states. So that shirt, $19.95, limited edition, is available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. No reviews because it just... I just had the idea last week, started making them last week. They have now been produced. They're now being 18-wheelered here, so that'll start shipping out later this week or next week. That's why you got to get your order in now. It is a total limited edition. In fact, I moved so quick. Does it have anything on the back? I don't think I even... I was wanting InfoWars.com, legalized freedom. Yeah, it does. Yeah, I'll see the back. Good. I mean, so much happens. Yeah, there it is, InfoWars.com, legalized freedom. This is an absolute one-time limited edition. Because a lot of folks have had the idea, I don't even know where it came from, but to wear red, to point this out that you're red state, InfoWars.com, legalized freedom, available at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, we also have the last run of Hillary for Prison shirts. If you want to get those, they're available right now for $9.95. We also have Living Defense, amazing parasite detox product that's sold out most of the time. It's so hard to procure all the different ingredients. It's back in stock. And again, free shipping right now. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. So the specials just compile on top of each other and compound. We have 25% off on BrainForce, the amazing nootropic at InfoWarsStore.com. The debate mega special, free shipping, 25% off on a lot of different items. In fact, I don't even have time to tell you about all the specials. Just know these are all amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And you heard the last fellow on from Right Side Broadcasting. I have everybody on who I think is pure of heart and having a big effect at taking action. We're going to lose if this is just about InfoWars. We're going to lose if this is just about Drudge or Breitbart or World Net Daily or Daily Caller. And none of us are perfect. The Democratic Party is the leading edge of the takeover right now, worldwide. Trying to start a war with Russia, you name it. We interviewed Jill Stein a couple days ago. She concurred that, yeah, they're trying to start a nuclear war. So, it's essential and get sausage during a break. You guys want to put an article up on screen or something for a sec, please? I don't believe anything comes out of Hillary Clinton's mouth except that she says she has allergies. And it makes her cough, and it's been raining more than it has in decades here in Texas. And so we've had an incredible bloom of different plants. And I like to hike almost every morning. I didn't this morning. But let me tell you, it inflames the, the bronchioles or whatever, also the esophagus. And then you get jalapenos or pepper on that, which I was eating a little bit of during the break. And it will hit you and hit you hard. So that was what was just happening right there. Well, kind of feels good, though, once you get the little piece of pepper or jalapeno out of your throat. Okay. Now, Larry Nichols, again, has been the source for a lot of the big Inquirer reports. I know that he's been talking to the Inquirer. That's been on record. But there are obviously some other sources involved in this new big report we'll put on screen, and they're going to bring me a printout of it here in just a moment. But, Larry, you keep hammering that they're going to bust people around and steal the election. We now have high-level Democratic Party operatives on video saying that nobody's going to enforce the law. We don't care if the press catches us. We're just going to steal this election. And, by the way, we're going to steal all the states, too, and take over the country. And he just has this crazed power trip look in his eye. Who the hell are these people, Larry? You totally predicted this.
Well, Alex, the people are the machine. They're the people behind the Clintons. And remember, they're the proxy group. They're the people. I heard one of the little clips, and it was, that's why I know the guy was telling the truth, because he said, you know, we've got these different blinds. It's a double blind, so you can't get it to Clintons. If somebody gets caught, well, it wasn't them. And they always set up people that'll fall on their sword for them. So this is the machine. You know, I warned Alex, I tried to warn Donald Trump. When you start running against Hillary, the world's going to change. It's not going to be, your world's going to come upside down. Well, look what's happened. Look at how they have done everything in their power, not just to beat him in the election, but to destroy this man. And they're going to cheat. They are going to, you know how I know there's going to be massive voter fraud? They're forecast, I mean, they're showing you there's going to be massive voter fraud. And it's the way they are lying about the polls. You see, they're showing Hillary way up in the polls, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points ahead. And the reason they're doing that, Alex, is to justify when the actual election is run. If they were showing that they were dead even, and then all of a sudden she wins by 11 points, people are going to be suspect. But they know they're going to be bringing people in massive numbers. They're going to bring them to the inner cities. They're going to bus them in. They're going to van them in. And just think going from precinct to precinct in inner cities, bring 100 people in, and each one of them vote 4 or 5 times. Think about the massive number of votes that will accumulate. And you know what? That guy's right. We don't care if we get caught. Number one, is the media going to say anything about it? No, they've proven that. Number two, who are you going to call in the Justice Department to do anything about it? No one. They've already proven that. You know, people have no idea, Alex. When Hillary, if she gets elected, and I still pray to high heaven she does not, but if she gets elected within 90 days of the day she's sworn in, this country will be changed forever, forever, because they will use blackmail and extortion on every governor, every lieutenant governor, every congressman, every senator.
Well, that's what Scott Fogel says on the tape, and he's the national director. He starts salivating and says, and next we're taking over the legislatures.
They will. They will indeed. Now, may I give just a quick example of a poll?
Yes.
Show that you got proof. Yesterday, I couldn't help but notice, here comes a poll on Fox, and it's by Wall Street Journal and NBC, and the reporter on Fox, or the host, was saying, you know, this is a good poll. Basically, he was saying it was the gold standard of polls. Well, I went and looked at the internals of that poll, and see, Alex, people don't do this, but you go in, and it said they had interviewed 905 people. And that it had a plus or minus accuracy of 3.2%. Well, that's funny, because when you look inside, there are three categories of respondents to a poll. Number one is a hang-up. That's somebody hangs up and doesn't take it. Number two is interview. Interview means, folks, somebody that started out taking the poll, but then for whatever reason quit. And then you have respondents. Now, respondents are the only people, Alex, you count in a poll. Statistically, that's it. And a respondent is somebody that answers 90% or better of the questions in the survey. Now, do you have any? Now, 905, you know, nationwide, that's not a very big sample anyway. But do you know how many people actually were respondents? 492. 492, when you use the standard basis by figuring margin of error, that puts it at 6-point margin of error plus, which means statistically that poll is zipped.
But I mean, for me, that is a gold standard compared to the other ones, where they'll get 40, 50, 60, 70% more Democrats in the sample than they do Republicans, and they admit in the methodology they're doing that. This is ridiculous.
Well, that's what they did in this poll. When you look at the poll, what you find out is 60% of the people that completed in that 60% of them were, guess what, Democrats, to 40% Republicans.
And how do you get them to get the Republicans to hang up? I'll tell you, it's on record that I've got a few of these over the years. As soon as you start answering the way they don't want, it just disconnects. The phone disconnects.
That's right.
That's how they kick you out, and that's how they get more Democrats.
That's how you find out what happened to that 400 that they started out interviewing. Most of the time you would think that 400 would be people that hang up on the interviewer. Now, what happened when somebody gives the answer they don't like, they hang up on them. They hang up. Now, it's linear. Every question in that poll that related to do you want Hillary or Trump, do you think Hillary's a better leader than Trump or Trump a better leader? Every question that was relevant, guess what? 60-40. I'm telling you, the polls are rigged.
Do well, Larry, that's indisputed because that's how I was able to finish your sentence, even though I hadn't seen this particular poll. They've gone to a new level of fraud. Normally, they would have the independent vote, really know those were Democrats, skew it by demographics. Or CNN just says, call us if you want to be in the poll. Then they cherry pick who they want. So there's different ways they do it, but only two or three different ways, as you know, as an expert that was involved in this. My question is, what are they going to do when the internal polls show Trump 5 to 15 points ahead, depending on which battleground state you're in? That's why he's saying it's rigged, because his internal polls show he's still ahead. He did lose some in this big scandal, but when he came out swinging last week and did a good job in the debate, he stabilized. So he knows he really should win in a landslide. He knows they have illegals voting. He knows they have dead people voting. So what does he do in the debate tonight?
What he has to do in the debate tonight, and I went on YouTube and just made a public thing to Trump telling him what I think he should do. Alex, he has no choice. Tonight when he gets on that stage, although Chris Wallace seems to be affable, here's what Trump has to do. When he gets on that stage, he needs to close his eyes, Alex, and pretend there's nobody in that room, no interviewer, no Hillary. And when he gets 2 minutes, he needs to start talking about whatever the issue is he wants to
talk
about.
He needs to say, I want to talk directly to the American people.
There you go.
And say, if you're tired of the past and being ripped off and all the corruption, and you've seen all the rigging and the fake polls, the demonization of lies, If you want a real change, the whole establishment's against me. You've never seen anything like this. It's because they've got it rigged, a bunch of insiders. I'm going to bring in term limits. I'm going to cut your taxes. It's basic stuff that'll bring this country back. If you want to go with the old mafia, you want to buy their lies, you go ahead and vote for this lady right here. But I'm here to tell you, our internal polls show I'm way ahead. Then they got these polls where they sample 30, 40, 50, 60% more Democrats in the poll and then say that I'm losing. Folks, the fix is in, and I'm asking the American people, I've been fighting for you, but you got to fight for me. We're in this together.
That's right, and he's got to look right at the camera. And when they start hollering at him, Mr. Trump, answer the question. Don't even hear him. Go on and finish your statement. Look. Somebody's going to say, well, that's not fair. Let me tell you, this gathering tonight is not going to be fair. If he whips Hillary every way but loose, the media is going to spin it the next day. You saw it happen with the second debate, Alex. The next day, the media is going to say he lost. The next day, the media is going to pull snippets out, and they're going to spin them the way they want to. So he's up against a stacked deck. Have courage. Look into that camera. Realize this is the last chance, Alex, he has to talk to 50 to 60 million
Americans. Tell the American people it's their last chance.
That's right.
And point at Hillary and say you're a communist Chinese agent. You've been exposed with a shadow government. The WikiLeaks have destroyed you. You tried to bribe the FBI to say you didn't have classified documents. You should be in handcuffs right now for criminal espionage and racketeering. But since you mentioned it, here's the Project Veritas talking to the head of People for the American Way, the main Democrat organization out there getting voters, Scott Fogel, admitting the buses. Here it is.
You know what? We've been busing people in. for 50 years, and we're not going to stop now.
This is part two of our undercover investigation into the dark, backroom dealings of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Part one blew up on social media, with many Americans wondering why the mainstream media wasn't covering the story. In fact, Project Veritas Action had television exclusives lined up around the country. Those television stations spiked the story at the last minute. Our sources tell us the reason they did so was fear of retaliation and retribution from a future Hillary Clinton administration. Truth is dangerous, especially when it challenges those in power.
All right. And then he goes on from there. So they're on video bragging, and later he says, nobody's going to stop us. There is no law. We run everything now. We've reached the tyranny tipping point. Larry Nichols.
Yes. You know, Alex, you and I talked some months ago now about we are in a velvet coup. We are actually in a coup d'etat. As a matter of fact, the other night I heard Newt Gingrich. He was quoting some friend of his that wrote an article and said, Newt Gingrich said, we are in a coup d'etat. He said, they are taking it over unless we stand up. That's why Trump has got to come forward tonight. And he's got to tell it. He's got to tell it all. You know, the Russian thing. He needs to say, hey, folks, they're claiming that WikiLeaks is Russia and I'm their big buddy. Let me ask you this. To a sane, rational human being, if you were Putin and here is Donald Trump that's going to beef up our military, bring the military back to what it should
be.
Stay right there.
Absolutely. Stay there.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Larry Nichols is our guest. I want to get with him some into this big Inquirer piece. The WikiLeaks are so devastating. The whole world is turning against Hillary and this crime syndicate because they know how dangerous she is. We're getting into the fact that he's going to beef up our military. Why then would Russia be more pro-Trump? Well, because they understand how dangerous Hillary and the neocons are. Hillary now, it turns out in the WikiLeaks that the FBI was investigating her for stealing furniture from the State Department. I mean, these people are incredible, stingy, trashy people. I wanted to ask you about this, though. We had the chef on yesterday for the Clintons, who worked for them for a very long time, and he said that they would call black servers the N-word. They would call Hispanics names, but they would call other people names. And then also she wrote lots of notes calling people the N-word. A former Clinton chef, again, that's up on Infowars.com, Tracy Martin. Larry Nichols, your experiences, what type of stuff did you ever hear come out of their mouths?
Well, let's see. How about calling Dickie Morris that little fat Jew bastard? How about every black person that came in, specifically one guy that was kind of famous at the time? What was his name? The head of the Rainbow Coalition?
Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson. They called him the N-word. Left and right, and he and his N-word organization. Yeah, no, I've heard them. Well, you don't have to be around them long until you'll hear that and worse. Ask anybody that was working with the Clintons when they were president. Ask the people that were walking up and down the halls in the White House when Hillary would come by and they'd jump in a closet not to have to pass her. No, don't tell me.
Well, let's expand on that. I've told people that were there that Jesse Jackson, when he had to bring women or kids around Bill, that he would like say, "Watch out, now watch out, he'll grab you," and that he was actually scared of him.
Well, absolutely. And Ron Brown, you know, the head of commerce,
that
died in the plane crash. Would you know? You know why Ron Brown got to be the head of the Commerce Department? Because Bill Clinton had accosted his daughter, his 16-year-old daughter. And Ron Brown found out about it. Well, then he gave him that appointment to cool him down. I mean, these people are scum, Alex. I've told you, we've told people, we've done everything we can to warn people, but they have got Joseph Goebbels working for them, just as if he were sitting in those offices, because they're doing just what we did when I was with them. You get control of the media, Alex, and you keep telling the American people everything that you want said over and over and over. And
I was about to say, when you see the head and the deputy head of top Democratic organizations literally with crazed looks in their eyes saying, "We're going to steal the elections, we're going to steal the country, it's all ours, nobody can stop us." I mean, this is like a movie. I mean, these people are crazed.
They are. And you were talking about the stealing furniture out of the State Department. Don't you recall when they left the White House, when George Bush was good enough to let them take Air Force Two? They stole stuff out of the White House, stole Washington's china. They got fined $50,000 and had to bring the stuff back.
No, I know. I mean, these are literally the daughter of an organized crime chief and a white trash scumbag. Gosh, I can't believe it.
Well, but you have to believe it. You have to believe it. All of you have to know. And that's one of the things Trump needs to say tonight. Look, they say that I'm against all of Islam. Now, personally, Alex, I am. But that's me. That's not Trump. And then he needs to say, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I said? I said, as long as we're bringing people in from Syria that cannot possibly be vetted, what I said was we need to halt all of that until we get a system.
Sure, sure, sure. Stay there. I want to ask you, because you've been proven totally right, the next 19 days, what they're going to do, what Trump needs to do, and more about the latest Inquirer information. But clearly, they're going to try to steal it. How do we counter that? Wow, what a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.